mm-hmm. and commenced throwing the hay off on it.
Uh-huh. Once you cut the hay, you know, and let the hay dry, then you rake it up into little...
in windrows.
Uh-huh. And then what?
Shock it, put it in shocks, then take and haul it out and stack it if you ain't got no room in the barn for it.
Yeah.
How would you think?
Where do you keep your cows?
I don't have any.
Have you ever raised cows?
No. We had some milk cows when we lived down there below McKinnon, but we got to moving around so much, I sold them.
Mm-hmm. Where would you milk them?
When Woodbury.
Where?
Well, if it's raining, we'd milk them in the Isle of the Barn.
Right. Mm-hmm.
When raining and cold, we'd just milk them out in the open.
Far away, I went snake.
Do you ever have any fenced in place?
Went snake.
No. Only just a pasture fence, something mm-hmm. like that.
One fall.
Where do people keep horses?
I went
Well, if you're working them, why, you keep them in the barn. Mm-hmm. If you ain't working them, why, turn them out on pasture.
Mm-hmm.
What else might people have on their farm besides cows and mules and horses?
Right.
Well, a lot of them raises hogs,
mm-hmm.
goats.
Where do they keep the hogs?
Well, some's got them on pastures and some got them in a dry pen.
What do they call the pen?
Hog pen.
Okay. Do you remember how you used to keep your milk and butter before you had a refrigerator?
Hang it down in the well.
Any other places?
No, didn't have no other place. We didn't have no cellar or nothing.
Uh-huh.
How would you store it in the well?
Take something like a gallon jug and set it down in a bucket. And have a long rope on it, drop it down in there. Then we'd tie the rope up on top.
Mm-hmm.
I just went to the fourth grade. Over at the steel camp on
a farm, you know, where people have milk cows. Have a whole lot of milk cows and the milk and butter.
Uh-huh.
What do you call that kind of farm?
That's a dairy farm.
Okay. Do you ever use that word dairy for... Does it mean anything else?
Nah, I don't think so.
Okay. And when did you store your potatoes and turnips in the winter?
Well, usually... Take the potatoes upstairs and store them and hill the turnips.
Mm-hmm.